not too comfortable.
No. What do you say it does? Makes you what? Itch?
Yes, I guess so. Makes you itch. Makes you want to scratch.
Any special term for a group of trees in open country?
I don't know. I'm sure that there is. Wouldn't be a hedge.
Around here, this is kind of silly. You have so many trees. Mm. How about a place where the brush grows thick?
Thicket.
And here's one I don't think is at all applicable. Land where scrubby oak grows. Now, out in the west, you'll find this called shinry, or a shinry.
No. There is land, though, where there is scrub oak.
But
we don't call it scrubby.
This far east, huh?
No.
And
you say it's covered with scrub oak. It's not good for anything.
In terms of relationship, he would be to you.
A husband.
And you would be?
His wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is?
A widow.
What did you usually call your father?
Daddy.
And your mother?
Mother.
Oh, I got that. And they together were your?
Mother and father.
And these would be what? A general term to cover them both.
Parents.
And your father's father was your?
Grandfather.
Did you know him?
No.
How about your mother's father?
It's my grandfather.
What'd you call him?
Bopo.
I mean, was this a special term for grandfather or just
yes.
For this?
No. Well, no, that was just for him. He had been called that by an older cousin of mine. And we just thought of him
name.
As grandfather. I mean, thought he was our grandfather, but we thought of him as Bopo.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was grandmother, or grandma.
Then let's see. You have a son is a boy and a daughter is what?
Girl.
Sort of obvious, isn't it? In the early days,
so
when
you've
there
been
wasn't
in college,
when there wasn't a doctor, how are babies delivered here?
I imagine by a midwife. I don't know.
If a child has the facial characteristics of his father, say, you'd say the boy what?
Looks like his father.
And any special terms for an illegitimate child? I've got three or four of these in here. I always hate to get to them.
Well, another welfare case. No, I don't know one, but I, we were in
I have heard one locally here, which may be interesting. It was the case I was telling you about. And he said, what was the term he used?
Outside
child.
Heard that.
I've never heard
it. I've heard woods cold.
I've never heard that.
Never
heard. But an outside child.
Mm-hmm.
And he used it, when he used it, he said I was his outside child, you know.
Oh.
I didn't know it at the time. And he used it as if it were a term that he would use. Now that is a colored expression too, by the way.
Oh.
Man was part colored and part Indian. Very high type person.
Mm.
An unusual person.